Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Eha. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radha Vanchandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari, Radha Kunja Vihari, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radha Kunja Vihari, Radha Kunja Jaya Jagannada, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Sudarshana, Jagannada, Jaya Baladeva, Subhadra, Jaya Sudarshana, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Ranita, Ranita, Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Harinam Sankirtan ki, Gaura Bhaktarund ki, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jaya mudiraye nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 28 टेक्स्ट नंबर 58। विपनस्तु क्रियाशक्ति भूता प्रकृतिर अव्यया शक्ति आदेश पुमंस्त्वत्र प्रविष्टो नवद्बुध्यते। विपनस्तु क्रियाशक्ति भूता प्रकृतिर अव्यया शक्ति आदेश पुमांस्त्वत्र प्रविष्टो नावबुध्यते। विपनस्तु क्रियाशक्ति भूता प्रकृतिर अव्यया शक्ति आदेश पुमांस्त्वत्र प्रविष्टो नावबुध्यते। प्रविष्टो नावबुध्यते। विपनस्तु क्रियाशक्तिः भूत प्रकृतिर विपनस्तु क्रियाशक्तिर् भूत प्रकृतिर अव्यया वैष्णवी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग विपना स्टोर्स टू देन क्रियाशक्ति द एनर्जी फॉर एक्टिविटीज और द वर्किंग सेंसेस भूता द फाइव ग्रॉस एलिमेंट्स प्रकृति द मेटेरियल एलिमेंट्स अव्यय एटर्नल शक्ति द एनर्जी आदेश कंट्रोलर पुमान मैन टू देन अत्र हियर प्रविष्ट एंटर्ड ना डज नॉट अवबुध्यते बिकम सब्जेक्टेड टू नॉलेज। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, the five stores or the five working sensory organs, they transact their business through the combined forces of the five elements which are eternal. Behind all this activity is the soul. The soul is a person and an enjoyer in reality. However, because he is now hidden within the city of the body, he is devoid of knowledge. Purport. The living entity enters the material creation with the aid of the five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, and thus this body is formed. Although the living entity is working from within, he is nonetheless unknown. The living entity enters the material creation, but because he is bewildered by the material energy, he appears to be hidden. The bodily conception of life is prominent because of ignorance. Nava buddhyate. Intelligence is described as the feminine gender, but owing to her prominence in all activities, she is desired in this verse as Adisha, the controller. The living entity lives by means of fire, water, and food grains. It is through the combination of these three that our body is maintained. Consequently, the body is called Prakriti, material creation. All the elements gradually combine to form flesh, bone, blood and so on. All these appear as various apartments. It is said in the Vedas that the demigod, that the digested foods are ultimately divided into three. The solid portion becomes stool and the semi-liquid portion turns into flesh. The liquid portion turns yellow and is again divided into three. One of these liquid portions is called urine. Similarly, the fiery portion is divided into three. And one is called bone. Out of these five elements, fire, water and food grains are very important. These three are mentioned in the previous verse, whereas sky, ether and air are not mentioned. This is all explained in the Bhagavad Gita 13.20. Prakritim purusham chaiva viddhi anadi udhavapi vikarmascha gunam chaiva viddhi prakritir sambhavan. Material nature and the living entities should be understood to be the beginless. Their transformations and the modes of the matter are products of material nature. Prakriti, material nature, and Purusha, the living entity, are eternal. When they both come in contact, there are different reactions and manifestations. All of them should be considered the results of the interaction of the three modes of the material nature. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadankikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Saraswati Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurange Sri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarungasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktaranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So first of all, I beg from all the Vaishnavas that I can speak something about Krishna consciousness, so from the words of the Srila Prabhupada, and I especially thankful to the His Grace Rajasham Prabhu, because he is my Siksha Guru from the beginning of my life. So I ask blessings from him and all other senior Vaishnavas, those who are there here, so that I can repeat the statements of the Prabhupada. So here we can see that how Vipanastu Kriya Shaktir Bhuta Prakritir Avyaya Shakti Adisha Pumamsvatra Pravishto Nava Buddhyate. So here we can see that how here in the Srimad Bhagavatam we have different lessons we can learn. So especially here Narada Muni is one of the best preacher. We can see that how by seeing any type of personality, he able to convince and make him Krishna consciousness devotee. So here we can see that how this is the allegory of Puranjan. So there are four chapters are there, this 25th to 28th. So it is very beautifully explained. So by Narada Muni. So here it is mentioned the Puranjan. So this is indicates the conditioned soul. Pura means city and Jana living entity. So how this the conditioned soul living in this body, like that same way Narada Muni explains how the conditioned soul, the Puranjana living in the city of nine gates. So here in this purport, Prabhupada explained very nicely, beautifully, that there are five gardens, that is the five objects of sense enjoyment, that is sight, touch, smell, taste. So living entity tries to enjoy this thing. So here the protector is the life air, and there are nine gates, these are nine holes, and three apartments, fire, water, food grains. So these three things are which maintains the living entity, and six families, the aggregate total of the mind and five senses. So these five senses are the knowledge acquiring senses, jnanendriyas, and above this is this mind. So there are five stores, these are five working senses. So these five working senses are tongue and two hands, two legs, etc. They transact their business through the five elements. So here Prabhupada explained these one is working senses and knowledge acquiring senses. So these working senses enjoys through the knowledge acquiring senses. So here the five elements, that is bhumi, rapo, nava, so these are panchabhutas. So from this we can understand that how so the living entity enters the material nature, you know. So this we see that Puranjana as conditioned soul. So we can see that there are two types. One is the liberated soul and conditioned soul. See how this conditioned comes, you know. So we can see that how in the spiritual world the soul is liberated, Satchitananda. So this form is entire, the personal form is considered as a soul actually. So the soul have particular personality, swarupa. But once coming to the material world, so actually how this the soul comes to this material world, the Krishna means the soul has independence. Due to the independence, he want to come here and he want to see actually. So then Krishna is told that, you know, not to go that place. That place is not suitable for you. But still, because of the love towards the soul, so he arranged all this material creation. So then he comes in a minute format, that is, you know, very small form. So in that minute format, it stores in the two places, that is the gross and the subtle bodies. So we can see that's why here Prabhupada mentioned that here behind all this activity is the soul. The soul is a person and an enjoyer in reality. So here it is mentioned that how the soul is an enjoyer. So but here it is mentioned that how the soul came in the form of a minute particle. So but it is covered up the two things, that is gross and subtle bodies. So these gross and subtle bodies are considered as conditioned. Means they transform in different bodies, different gross bodies. So it is considered as conditioned. So but actually the soul is not enjoying this material world. So the soul have the propensities of willing, feeling and thinking. So these things are captured by the mind. So actually the mind is the enjoying here. So that's why we can see that how the indriyani parani ahur indriyebhyo param manaha manastu para buddhir yo budde parastut saha. The working senses are the superior to dull matter. The mind is higher than the senses. Intelligence is still higher than the mind, and the soul is even higher than the intelligence. So here Prabhupada is beautifully mentioned in the purport, so that I will read here. The senses are different outlets for the activities of the lust. Lust is reserved within the body, but it is given vent through the senses. Therefore, the senses are superior to the body as a whole. These outlets are not in use when there is superior consciousness or Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, the soul makes direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the hierarchy of bodily functions as described here ultimately ends in the Supreme Soul. Bodily actions means the functions of the senses, and stopping the senses means stopping all bodily actions. But since the mind is active, then even though the body may be silent and at rest, the mind will act as it does during dreaming. But above this mind is the determination of the intelligence, and above the intelligence is the soul proper. If therefore the soul is directly engaged with the Supreme, naturally all the subordinates, namely the intelligence, the mind and the senses, will be automatically engaged. So if by intelligence one engages one's mind in Krishna consciousness by complete surrender onto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then automatically the mind becomes stronger, and even though the senses are very strong, like serpents, they will be more effective than the serpents will broken fangs. So here we can see that how the ultimately when one comes to the Krishna consciousness, so finally one can control everything, all the senses, and one get the property of the soul. You know, the soul will enjoy Sachidananda. So generally it is said that the dukkhalayam ashashvatam, you know. So why we came to here, this material world, for the two projects. We want to live eternally, and as well as we want to live happily. So but these two things will not happen. So why? Because this place is temporary place, as well as this is dukkha. So but if you see the pure devotees of the Lord, they are Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. So you can see the Prabhupada, how because he is always blissful, so he is able to give this knowledge of this Krishna consciousness to everyone. So when he went to Western countries, so there are hippies, they are struggling so much hard, they are working so much hard. And Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Gaur Nithaya ki Jagannath Balda Subhadra. So we can see that how struggling very hard and with senses, and they are completely frustrated. But Prabhupada carrying the Krishna, and he was fully happy, and he was eternally there with the Krishna and the Guru. So that's why he able to give the Krishna to everyone actually, and he able to make them understand. You know, even though the Prabhupada accent is Bengali accent, but still they accepted, because Prabhupada is a pure devotee. So he carried the Krishna in his heart. So that's why we can see that how the Prabhupada, you know, did like this. So here we can see that how. So and I want to discuss one more thing, how this conditioned soul came here. So then how the conditioned soul entrapped in this material place, in this material world. So we may see that the people are working so much hard, you know, they are working hard, but still they don't want to come out of this, you know. So they are working hard, there are so many miseries, you know, they have different problems in their life, but still they want to stay here. So because only one thing, that is Maya Shakti, Mahamaya. So here it is mentioned, there are two mayas, that is one is Mahamaya, one is Yogamaya. So the Yogamaya is Varupa Shakti, that is the Yogamaya, and Mahamaya is the we can see that how the Gunamaya, and there are different categories are there. One is Gunamaya. So here, so in the Gunamaya, that how it is covered up. So that is also called Trigunatmaka Maya. So here the Gunamaya means there are three modes of the material nature. So here Sujanatmaka Maya. So in the Sujanatmaka Maya, actually when the creation happens because of this actually. So then afterwards, so this is called Pradhana. So then afterwards Trigunatmaka Maya. So Trigunatmakamaya means it is tied with the three modes of the material nature. So when it is tied with the three modes of the material nature, so it means it is under the control of the custody of the means the living entity under the control of the three modes. And one more thing, Jivamaya. Jivamaya is there are two types in the Jivamaya. One is Avaranatmikamaya and Prakshayakatmikamaya. So Avaranatmikamaya means it is covering the actual swaroop of the Lord actually. It covers the actual swaroop of the Lord. So that how we forget that we are connected to Krishna. So and the second thing is Prakshayakatmikamaya. So it is pulling down the attachments towards the material things. So our attraction increases towards the material things, so which is not connected to Krishna. So from here we can see that how there is one example is given, that how the camel the tastes the own blood and is considered as a pleasure. So this is because of this different mayas which I discussed. So here one time the Indra, when he offended his guru, so then he came to the to this material to here as a pig. So when he has taken this body, so then afterwards when Brahma comes and requested to come to the post of to the heavenly planets, then he is not ready to come. Why? Because he is very happy to stay that place, you know. So he told that I am very happy along with my children and with you know piglets. So like this we can see that how it is completely covered up. So so we can see that how even one of the incidents happened, that one time Narada Muni, so it is mentioned in the Puranas, that when one time Narada Muni, when he see this material world, the living entities, how they are entrapped in this material world, so then he want to ask one question to Narayana. So then he told that how this maya is so much powerful in this material world. So that I want to see this maya actually. So what is this maya? So then he told, so the Narayana along with Narada Muni, they went, you know, they walk some distance. So then afterwards Narada Muni becomes so much thirsty. So then afterwards Narayana said, so you go ahead, so one river is there, so then you will get water. So when he went there, that place, so when he was trying to drink water, so then one of the hunter nearby in the forest, so comes and requested to Narada Muni that, you know, to his house that for water. So then he invited, so then afterwards once he went to the home, so then he gave the water. Along with this water he gave some of the fruits, so he accepted that. So then he see the Narada Muni see very beautiful lady, so that is the wife of the hunter. So then he, by seeing that beautiful lady, then he want to marry Narada Muni. So then afterwards he is very happy that, you know, this great saintly person is asking. So then after marriage, so Narada Muni is engaged in the household activities, means is doing different activities. Then afterwards, so then afterwards one time they have the children. So one of the son, you know, fell down in the river. So like this, then the wife want to help. Then afterwards wife also fell inside the river. So then Narada Muni want to help, so once he also drowned. So then at the time he closed his eyes and he chanted Narayana. So by chanting Narayana immediately, so Narayana appears. So he told that this is the actual maya. So that's why the scriptures, it is said that it is like a dream, you know. So if you see mayavadis, they says that is like a mithya. So it is not the mithya, it is like a dream. So how this, in the dream we also get dreams regularly, you know. So these dreams are not real actually. So these dreams are not real. So but how we can see in our life that how when we are getting this body, so there are so many things happened in our life, you know. It is coming and going, you know. So sometimes happy, sometimes misery, like this different problems comes, and you know sometimes we are very happy, but all these things are temporary. So that's why at the time of leaving our body, one should remember the Krishna. So if you see in the Puranjana's life, that how so in the city of these nine gates, he is enjoyed so much. So, but, so at the old days, you know, so Avanaraja came and he captured along with Kalakanya. So, Kalakanya represents the old days and the Avanaraja represents Adi Vyadi. So, different miseries of the bodily and the mind. So, different miseries. So, then once the Kalakanya embraced the Puranjan, so he completely transformed to the old age. So he didn't perform any Krishna consciousness activities. So then at the end of his life, at the time of leaving, so then he remembered the children and the wife. So this is called asat. So this is all the means. This is not reality actually. So actually one should remember the Krishna at the time of death. So but this is not happened. So that's why Narada Muni in the next life, he beautifully narrated that how this Puranjan, because of remembering his wife, so then he got the next body as a Vaidarbhi, as a woman. So in the kingdom of Vaidarbha, married to the Malayadvas. So Malayadvas is compared to the spiritual master and Vaidarbhi is compared to a disciple. So here Narada Muni, he brought out very beautifully and he explained very nicely that how the conditioned soul suffer like this. And in the next life, he make them understand that how the practice of Krishna consciousness, that Vaidarbhi have the seven sons and one daughter. So these seven sons represents the seven process of the devotional service and the daughter represents the asiteksha, the taste, towards the Krishna. So attached to Krishna. So like this, we can see that how beautifully, very detailedly explained. So at the end, the Malayadvas went to the forest. So then Vaidarbhi followed the Malayadvas and she completely served the Malayadvas. So that's why she is represents as an ideal disciple and the Malayadvas represents an ideal spiritual master. So from this we can understand that how one should live by seeing the Vaidarbhi followed, you know, as a sadhaka. So Narada Muni is explained very nicely. So then afterwards, when the Vaidarbhi was serving the Malayadvas, so once upon a day, so he left the body. So Vaidarbhi afterwards came to know that, you know, he left the body. So then he was... she was crying and she was lamenting. So similarly, from here we can understand that how once the spiritual master leaves from this material world, one should remember the spiritual master and one should remember the instructions of the spiritual master. So here, Vaidarbhi, so she want to leave the body actually. So when she want to leave the body, then Paramatma personally came in the form of a Brahmana, old Brahmana. So it is called Avignata. So it is mentioned here, unknown person. So here from this we can understand that how when a disciple practice Krishna consciousness very sincerely serving the spiritual master, in our life the Krishna as a super soul, he comes in different ways and he give instructions in our life when we have the bewilderment in our life. So here Vaidarbhi, when he got bewilderment, so when the spiritual master left, so personally the super soul came in the form of a Brahmana and he remembers that how, you know, we are the two swans. So in the thousands of millions, we are there together. So then that represents that how the soul along with the super soul resides in at the time of annihilation, resides in the Garbhodaksha Vishnu. So like this, these things explains very beautifully. And afterwards, this 58 text number. So this is explained by the Brahmana. So from this we can understand that how, so then afterwards in conclusive verses, it is mentioned that how, you know, he beautifully make understand that how you are not either Vaidarbhi or you are Puranjana. So you are connected to me always as a eternal servant of the soul, eternal servant. So like this, we can see that how from this we can learn so many lessons. So here it is mentioned, udite tapana hoila asta dina gele boli hoiba byasta tabekeno ebe alasa hoya na baja hrudaya raje. So here each time the sun rises and sets as the day passes and is lost, then why do you remain idle and refuse to serve the Lord of the heart? So then it is mentioned in the next sloka, Jivera Kalyana Sadhana Kama Jagate Asi E Madhura Nama Avidya Timira Tapana Rupe Hrudaya Gangane. So here we can see that how one should desiring to bless all the souls, the sweet names of Krishna has descended to the material world and now shines like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of the ignorance. So like this, we can see that how by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can destroy all our, you know, the ignorance. Every day we are chanting. So that's why we thankful to the Prabhupada. So that's how the Prabhupada started this morning program. So every day this morning program. So this helps us in our life to remove this ignorance. So mainly this early morning prayers. So then afterwards chanting. Then afterwards Srimad Bhagavatam. So like this very systematic way Prabhupada is explained. So if you able to follow the Prabhupada, so then we can easily cross over this material nuisance of this material world. So that's why we can see that how in the Srimad Bhagavatam there is a beautiful verse is given. So that tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam patihi srotavya kirtidavya deyasya pyujasya nityada. So tasmad ekena manasa means, tasmad means there is one pointed attention. Dasmad means therefore. So here when the Naima Sharanya, the sages of the Naima Sharanya, the discussion happens between Parikshit Maharaj and the Sukadeva Goswami. So then there is in the first, initially there are different questions asked by the sages. So then finally the conclusive verse comes as this Tasmad. Tasmad means therefore. So therefore, what the living entity need to do actually? What the conditioned soul need to do? Here it is mentioned. The four processes. So, tasmad ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam patihi. Bhagavan satvatam patihi. Satvatam means satvagun. Those were the devotees. Patihi, the controller, means the protector. So, the devotees of the Lord. So, they engaged in the four activities. Srotavya, kirtidavya, dhyaya, pujyasya, nityada. Means one should chant, hear and glorify, means remember and worship. So if you see, these four activities are compulsory for a humankind, for anyone if you see. So the first, from the beginning of the day starts with, when we wake up, we will speak something or we are hear something, you know. So these two things happen, Sravanam Kirtanam. So similarly, then afterwards, so the day-to-day activities, whatever the activity is done, so that only we will remember and we will worship the same thing. So if you see, among the devotees, we have the same thing in our life. So what we have? So from the beginning, what we will do? We will wake up and we will start the prayers of the Lord. So then afterwards, we will chant the holy name. Then we will hear the Bhagavatam. Then we will speak the same Bhagavatam with others, to others, and we will share others. So then afterwards so like this we will continue the same thing. We will service the Lord. We will do different services to the Lord. So then that remembrance happens. Why? Because we do different services connected to the Lord. So then afterwards at the end of the day, so we will remember the Lord and we'll take rest. So that's why we can see that how our activities are always connected to the Krishna consciousness. So that's why if you see the Prabhupada, very beautifully means engaged each and everyone. So we can see that Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasi. So Prabhupada given equal potency for everyone actually, all the ashrams. So if you see in the Prabhupada time, you know, so all the means devotees, those who are, so even Brahmachari and Grihastha, they have different ashram nearby. The Grihastha ashram also, they used to stay nearby. So and Prabhupada make them compulsory for everyone, this morning program. So from this, and also he engaged in the activities of the Krishna consciousness. So from this we can understand that how Acharya want to engage each and everyone in these four activities, you know, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, you know, so then Pujanam. So like this we can understand that how our spirit, our life is very blissful when we do these activities in our life. So sometimes for a sadhaka, there is a question comes. So even though we are practicing this Krishna consciousness so much, so many years, but why we are not happy? Why we are getting dissatisfaction? So that is only one thing, that is the process, mechanical process. So when we are doing any activity in Krishna consciousness, one should practice with the love and devotion towards the spiritual master. So initially it will not come, at least one should respect towards the spiritual master, and towards the authorities. So when we will respect the authorities, so then automatically we want to do that service for that Vaishnava actually. So that's why, so by remembering the instructions of the spiritual master, when we render the day-to-day activities regularly, so then that love generates towards the spiritual master and love generates towards the service. So as I am a sadhaka, I am also the facing, but still as, so because of the satsanga we are getting, mainly in the Pune, so because I am also traveling different places, I understand that how this Pune is, so much, nectar. So mainly His Grace Rajasham Prabhu is arranging so many programs. We are getting satsanga in a regular way. So there are so many devotees, Vaishnavas like Prabhupada disciples and Maharajas, and so many devotees are coming and giving satsanga for us. So by this surcharging, so all the devotees are enlivening, especially myself. So when I come to Pune, it is like a shelter giving for to practice Krishna consciousness. So that's why we can see that how we are very fortunate. Why? Because that this Prabhupada says that all these ISKCON temples are like Vaikuntha. So why Prabhupada says this Vaikuntha? Because if you see the Dham, the Lord resides in the Dham. So similarly, the ISKCON temples, if you see this Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all these things happened actually. So if you see the Radha Vrindavan Chandra, the beautifully decorated, by the pujaris, especially Rupa Goswami Prabhu and other devotees. And so if you see the darshan, it is very beautiful. And the Lord personally present in the deity form. And every day when we are doing chanting and when we are discussing the Srimad Bhavatam and when we are doing kirtan, so personally the Lord presents among us. So that's why, so then the Dham appears. So from this we can understand that how, so we can every day we can see this Dham by practicing all these things very sincerely, whatever we are getting facilities. So that's why this is, so Prabhupada says one thing. So Prabhupada is given all these facilities for us. So what we need to do? So Prabhupada says, so take this opportunity. So this is as the lost birth, So one should understand that how we are getting this opportunity to practice. So this is, if you able to give one lifetime to Krishna, so then we can go to back to God and we can very happily situated there. So this may be very easy to tell, but it is difficult. But one way we can practice, because we have all the devotees are available, especially Rajasham Prabhu is guiding all of us in Pune. And we can see that the Guru Parampara through, in the form of Prabhupada disciples, Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Radhana Swami Maharaj, Jayapada Swami Maharaj. So all the, we are most fortunate, we are getting their association, in the form of Vapu and Vani. So that's why, so if you take this opportunity very seriously and if you practice, at least especially myself, I need to practice so everyone go to back to Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada ki Gaur Bhakti Nandiki. Hare Krishna. Thank you.